This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy and I'm here in Dublin.
My name's Jacqueline de Rojas and I'm the Managing Director for Sage for Northern Europe.
Jacqueline, I was listening to you earlier and you were talking about the need to get better equality in the workplace. I was particularly struck by Sage having 48% equality. How hard is it to drive a company to get that level of equality?
Equality is interesting because we have 48% gender diversity in the business. We have appointed someone who is head of diversity at Sage, and I do think that makes a difference, someone who wakes up in the morning and worries about that particular issue, but also not only flies the it's not fair flag, but also flies the flag which says, here are the benefits, here's the productivity reasons why a diverse workforce that mirrors your market is an amazing asset for the company.
What is it that companies are losing by not approaching diversity properly?
It is interesting because if you don't reflect your market, I'm not quite sure how you serve it most effectively. And I really believe, you know, if you look at stats, Leeds University put a stat out which said just one woman on a board can reduce the risk of bankruptcy by 20%, and that increases. So as your protection increases, your productivity increases as you improve the diversity on your board. And that's fascinating because it is a real business opportunity that we're missing, especially in this post-Brexit economy where we really need all the help we can get in terms of creating an economy that works for everyone.
In accounting, of course, we have this huge gender disparity. If we look at accountants, they tend to be typically male, but if we look at bookkeepers, they tend to be typically female. Your biggest market is SMEs, therefore you have that very large female audience. Has that helped you both internally to understand your market, now you're working on diversity, but also what feedback do you get from your customers about making it work for them as a product?
So I think one of the biggest technological leaps that's happened, putting gender to one side for a moment, is the cloud. And what that means is it's lowered the barriers to entry for small businesses. And when you look at the makeup of entrepreneurs, we've got access to 2,500 female entrepreneurs at the moment in the UK. And they are what we call mumpreneurs. So they're working, they're doing their own thing, they're running their own business because they're frustrated with either they can't find a product or service that they really need, or they can't find the flexibility of working culture or hours. And I say culture because it doesn't matter whether you put flexible working policies in place. If you haven't got the culture right, it will be killed anyway. So we have found it very easy to tap into women who want to run their businesses and also have a service that does it for them. And Sage Cloud, as an example, is a service that is very much in the cloud. It will remind you, alert you to pay people on time, to pay creditors on time, give you your cash flow flash. So it makes life easy. Do it for them versus do it yourself.
Historically, they've either done this using spreadsheets because it's come with their computer when they bought it, or they've done it on paper. How hard has it been to persuade them to take on a proper accounting package? Because there's that mindset that this is going to be X degree more complicated.
Excel is a little bit addictive. We all use it, we've all been guilty of it, and actually it does have its place. Where we've tried to cajole and encourage is by planting automation inside Excel. So whilst they're using the Excel technology, we plant a piece of automation inside of that which says, do you know, you could do this more easily and without any fingerprints on it, without any human error mistakes, if you just clicked here and tapped on this piece of automation. It's fascinating how fast the uptake is. And let me just give you a real life example of consumer change. You've got to change behaviour. And where advantage starts to outweigh risk, people will play. And a great example of that is, I don't know about you, but who knew that 18 months ago we'd be gleefully waving our credit cards at coffee machine payment machines and then tutting and tapping our feet if they don't do contactless anymore? You know, 18 months ago, unthinkable. Now, it kills the queues and you absolutely will not tolerate that they don't have contactless. So that's an example of, you know, advantage outweighing risk and where we can do that inside Excel by planting automation. I think that will come, we just have to get to them.
Are you seeing accountants now coming in and saying, oh, we like what you're doing, we like that mumpreneur base, how do we get involved with you? Because it's a very, very busy market. You're competing with Xero, for example, who've been taking market share off both yourselves and other players. Are accountants very focused on that, or are they still looking for the bigger pays?
So I think small businesses account for 66% of the economy's growth and GDP. And so when you look at that, everybody is after that market. Clear. So I think the lofty heights of where it was only bigger before, everyone's coming to where, how do we serve the country's business builders? And so what I'm seeing certainly is that we are all looking for ways to tunnel in. And yes, we do have competition, but actually when you get to above 20 people, you have to have robust accounting systems. So am I concerned about the competition? I think it's good to have that context because it makes us all innovate. So I'm not worried about that. What I am concerned about, though, is that we will work with different types of partners, not just accountants now, but aggregators of technology platforms. And let me give you an example. Think about retail platforms that have, let's say, 5,000 small business builders on their websites. And these people wake up in the morning and make candles or chairs or photo frames. And I'm saying to them, instead of taking such a big margin on your tech platform, why don't you mandate that they have to have a cloud accounting system? Because if you do that, they will be four times more likely to stay in business. And your biggest problem on your tech platform is continuity of supply.
Are you seeing banks rushing to get involved? And are banks also now accepting the vast number of SMEs that are coming along that are no longer businesses built by men?
We are seeing banks getting very interested. We've got a sponsorship happening together with NatWest and the Every Woman Awards. And what we're doing with them is looking after the 2,500 female entrepreneurs, as an example. You know, what's really important is to tap into communities because they network together, they huddle together for warmth. And this is a real opportunity for us all to, you know, grow the country's business builders, but also do it by looking after the financial health of the nation. And that is really important. They need it because they want to focus on the business they're in. They don't want to focus on accounting.
Before we started, we were talking about the fact you also support ex-servicemen coming back into the workplace. How successful has that been for you?
Yeah, so it's a new program for us, and it's part of our Sage Foundation and Inspirational Communities outreach. And so we've got three things that we worry about there. One is veterans, two is youth, and the third is diversity, women. And we are so excited about the Veterans Programme. We are a big sponsor of the Invictus Games, and through that we realised how extraordinary the militaristic characteristics of business builders can be. So we know that vets are really great at turning up on time, delivering projects, they'll crawl over broken glass for the mission. You know, they are really reliable and strategically smart. Plus, they're great at operating under pressure. So we know that those people will be great inside our business and also the community of small businesses that we serve as well. So we are really excited about training them up in technology, getting them ready for life back on Civvy Street, and we will be doing a lot more in that area. So really excited about that.
You mentioned youth as your third policy. We've got massive youth unemployment in the UK, and a lot of companies don't really want to take on people without a degree. How are you changing that?
Yeah, so we have an apprentice scheme at Sage, and we are super excited about how we get young people into the business. Degrees are not important. We look for attitude, mostly, ambition as well. And I suppose something that we also talked about earlier, which is we don't want people who feel entitled. We want people who really want to make it. And that's something, maybe it's a survival thing. I'm not quite sure how you wrap that up, but you can see it in someone's eyes when they really want something. And those are the characteristics that we search for when we're looking for people to join the business. Really excited to have created also a shadow board to replicate what we do on our UK and Ireland board. So we've got our apprentices lined up and each one shadows one of our board members, and we ask them the tough questions that we ask ourselves, and we get some extraordinary sideways kind of answers. But it's all about serving the next generation of opportunity and creating an opportunity for them too.
Looking forward for 2017, what programmes do you have coming up?
Certainly we will be extending the apprentice programme. We will be looking at how we get women returners back into the workplace, and we're partnering to do that. We don't think we can do that all on our own. We want the whole country to wake up in the morning and worry about that kind of thing.
Jacqueline, thank you very much.
Pleasure.